I'm joined in studio right now by three lovely ladies. We've got Donna, Miriam, Rachel. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you are here because it is time for Good News, where we take a look at some of the brighter stories from the week that was.
Yeah.
Make me smile. Take it away. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Okie dokie.
I'm excited. Okay, so a five-year-old girl who lost her toy monkey at a trip to Buckingham Palace has had it returned to her by staff, but not before they took photos of Harriet the monkey working with them.
I love this so much. I saw this through the
week. It makes me happy.
And it just, oh my God. I was one of those kids who was just a little bit too obsessed with my toys. Like, I was very into my stuffed dolls, my baby dolls, my baby borns. Loved them all.
Oh, so I would have really been
this is the cutest.
And they sent back.
They got back to Australia and realized they'd lost the monkey. So they wrote a letter to Buckingham Palace asking if they had seen her toy and sent along photos she had taken with the monkey to show what she looked like. And staff from the visitor services team at Buckingham Palace wrote back saying they had seen Harriet eating scones in a garden shed. And to repay them, she had to do a day of work as a palace warden, welcoming visitors at the start of their trip and giving out multimedia guides and headphones.
That's so cute.
And they then packaged and returned her, complete with a whole lot of photos of her day as a member of the visitor services team, and even sent along a toy corgi to keep her company on the plane.
That is so cute.
Best story.
So cute. Some people just have found their calling in, like, customer service.
Some people.
Yeah, you know? I mean, that's going above and beyond.
Delightful humor.
I think every kid has that one lost toy.
Yeah.
And I remember having, like, a little blue bear that I lost, and I dreamed about being reunited.
Really?
So should have lost it at Buckingham Palace.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's when you need to lose your toys.
That's when to lose a toy.
I heard that this toy as well was like, you know how kids have those class toys that they
have? Yeah, it was
to
a loan toy.
And it's like a class. Ooh. So she lost the class toy.
Yeah, they have a few of them. And apparently at Adelaide Hills, like, whatever school, they give out these toys for kids who are, like, going overseas, so they can take photos with the toy, like, and the toy can go on travels. So by Buckingham Palace doing that, she's had so many more travels for the kids.
That amazing. Is actually amazing.
Very good job.
Amazing. Gorgeous. I remember my kindy toy. His name was Walter.
Walter. Everything about that is perfect.
His name was Walter. He was a teddy bear. And this is in the day where you'd have to go get, like, film printed.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
God, you're old.
No.
No, I think I had that as well.
Yeah, me too.
I think
I'm like
it was good fun. Walter, Miss Smith's year five kindy class. She still had it when I left primary school.
It's amazing how well we remember this.
I know. He had a red jumper with a little bear on it. It was very meta for the little bear to wear a bear. Yeah. Now, what else have we got going on?
So we have an animal story. It's about a baby dugong.
Oh my God, I love dugongs. I love them so much.
So the name is Mariam. Yep. Did I say it right?
Yep. I think so.
Has developed an attachment to humans after being separated from its mother, and it got lost off the seas in southern Thailand.
Mariam.
And so it's been nurtured by marine experts in hopes that one day it'll be able to fend for itself. Oh, I always do this. I always have pictures, but you guys can't see the pictures. But the dugong is, like, cuddling up to the researchers and just smiling and looking adorable. And so it's just become a sensation.
I have seen the photo,
very
and I can
cute.
Say, for everyone listening, it is very cute. It's very adorable.
Like, you know when you have really fat thighs in, like, an opaque stocking? I think that's what dugongs look like. That really
oh, my goodness,
chubby.
That was so specific.
Yeah, as someone with big fat thighs in opaque stockings, like the grey.
Do you know what?
Stockings.
Yeah,
that's what they look like. They just like
the very blobby, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're
very
blobby.
They're gorgeous.
I really want to be cuddled by one.
They're
I don't know too how cuddly. They'd be.
They
like,
look
very
super.
Cute.
They look slimy.
They look so
and
nice.
I reckon they'd be like it'd be like kind of. I think they'd feel like a wet pig.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh wow! What a description.
No, but they're not hairy. Pigs are hairy.
Not all pigs. I've met a non-hairy pig, Jess. I'd like to talk about it.
I think he looks. They look very cute. Excellent, beautiful,
adorable.
Mariam. Now from Mariam to Miriam.
Yes,
that's right. We were a bit concerned there was going to be some confusion.
There has been a little bit of confusion this morning. Someone who is nothing like a dugong, who is not like a fat thigh stocked in an overhead stocking. What good news have you got for us this week?
Okay. Okay, so this is coming to us by ABC News is a story about someone doing some good. It's a story about Chris Robey, and he's a senior member of the Salvos based in Coffs Harbour.
Yeah.
So 10 years ago, he was actually seeking help from the Salvation Army for alcoholism. But since then, he's turned it around, and now he's enlisting other men in the community who are taking part in alcohol and drug rehabilitation to volunteer at an evacuation centre for bushfire-affected communities.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, what a champion.
Yeah. What a legend. Oh, that's a nice one. That's a nice local one, too.
Yeah, I really
that's
love
gorgeous.
The local ones. That's really gorgeous. There's so much going on. So many good people
Yeah,
we've
around. Had a good spread.
There are good...
International, national yeah, animal.
There are good people in the world.
Oh, 100%.
That's the takeaway. There are still good people and cute dugongs, and life is going to be okay.
Despite the news focusing very much on the not good ones.
Yeah.
This is a nice reminder.
Very nice reminder, ladies. We'll have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Yes.